Today, I've just taken part in a taster. It was a taster workshop for the Aging Gracefully Retreat for Women Over 40 in Devon in January. And I'm here with Kalindi Joran, who has shared simple breathing and movement techniques that foster a really positive connection with my body. And to be honest, I am feeling very vibrant and alive. Hi, welcome to Radio Gorgeous.
Hey, thank you for letting me be here with you.
So thank you so much for, can you describe what's just happened?
Okay, so we've just had a group of beautiful women coming together and just exploring, dropping into our bodies, allowing our systems to relax, to come into a more oxytocin sense of self, to connect in with our sensuality, to explore a little bit in the realms of how can we start to feel more delicious as women, how can we stay connected to our vibrancy and enjoy woman. Enjoy being a woman.
That's the thing. It's how, at the moment, we are, especially in the 21st century, we seem to be stuck in our heads. And the idea is working through the breath. Can you explain how you worked with the breath with us?
So I took us on a bit of a journey with understanding how the way that we breathe and the way that our, how we've either trained ourselves to breathe well or not so well, or how we hold on to emotions through our breath, but also how we can release any holding in our body and bring our body back into a sense of calmness, a sense of oxytocin, a sense of connection and vibrancy. And so I invited the women to explore breathing through their mouth, which brings us more into the sense of connection with our emotions, connection with the senses of our body, and taking that breath all the way down into our pelvis and letting our awareness connect to the sensations of our pelvis, the sensations of expanding our breath so that any holding inside of our bodies that restricts us from feeling pleasure starts to move and starts to rewire tension, the holding of tension in our body.
Now, Kalindi, you were talking about life force and you believe that a woman's life force is connected to her womb.
I do, yeah. I definitely feel that as women, our womb holds a key to, I mean, for a start, it's a creative part of our body. But it also has the capacity to, it's where I feel our root of our intuition, the root of how we read our environment is seated within the area of our womb. And of course our belly as well, but it's sort of when we feel centered in our pelvis and in the area of our womb, we can have a very natural confidence in the interaction that we have with our environment, with the people that we talk to, interact with, has a capacity of very calming, home-like feeling when we're connected with that part of our body.
Well, we all want to feel like that. Now, you also said something very intriguing, which you said that you're buzzing all the time. And I was wondering, is that adrenaline? Is that a sexual energy? What is this buzzing you're feeling?
Okay, yes, I was saying a bit about my journey to the women in life, but one of my interests in life is how can I make this experience of being in this amazing human woman's body as delicious as possible. And so part of my journey has been in an intimate relationship with all the cells of my body, the systems of my body, worked with my mind so that my mind is very still, leaving me with enough attentiveness and attention. And so the buzzingness in my body, it's like a gentle caressing hum that I feel through my system, and also a vibrancy of aliveness within my sensual and sexual aspects of my system. So I always feeling this softening, but also this aliveness at the same time. So it's very relaxing.
So is it a feminine energy?
Definitely, definitely a feminine energy, which makes me experience the world around me as softening, inviting, engaging. I feel connected with people. I feel relaxed a lot of the time, even if I'm being like fast, needing to do things in a fast way. It doesn't always have to be busy.
It sounds like perfect. It sounds like what we're all searching for. Now, is this something that have we in history lost this? Did we ever have it? And where, which cultures are in tune with this?
Looking back in history, I think there's always been pockets of cultures that are probably stay in relationship to what our bodies telling us. I think there's probably many cultures that are a little bit more body focused, especially cultures where they do a lot of dance and more embodiment. They sort of seem to value a bit more of that, the body conversation between two people, which again, it does seem to be in quite musical body based cultures. But I think there's always been pockets in history that engage with that. But I think in the Western world, we've definitely become more focused on what our mind's telling us and our mind intelligence, which I love. I think our brains are fantastic and what we can dream in and create and think. But we mustn't leave our bodies behind. We must stay. I believe our mind needs to realise it's part of a system, part of a team. The team body, I call it. And so I feel that the disharmony is just that we let our mind lead the show rather than in balance with what our body's trying to tell us, and we forget to listen.
Today we were focusing on, it's a workshop for women over 40 particularly. Why would they need to be more in tune with their bodies than other women? Or do you think that it's just a good chance because we're approaching a change in our lives and bodies?
I think as women, we at any age, it's really important to stay in relationship with our body. But I think the particular emphasis of women over 40 is, well, for a start, I think there's a lot of fear around menopause, the change, what's going to happen. It can be a lot of that fear, I think, is in the mind and not really knowing and understanding what's going to happen and what is happening. And so I'm very excited that I think we're coming into an age where there's more information, more nutritional information, more hormonal information. The reason why I think this is a fascinating age to work with is to inspire curiosity about this change and to really dig deep into what is the wisdom of this age, because I think there's wisdom in the teenage years and the young adult years, and there's a different flavor of wisdom that we can tap into. And that's what I was wanting to bring as a beginning taste of that.
And lastly, because I'm going to interview somebody else afterwards, lastly, I just want to know about the hot flashes. You were saying that hot flash energy can be used as a creative tool.
Yeah, so in the workshop, we went into a bit of understanding around the hot flashes. So I say a little bit to give you a bit of context is that when we bleed, we lose a lot of heat from our bodies. And then when our bleeding starts to change, become less or a bit more sporadic, that energy, that creative force starts to need to go somewhere else. And so it's an understanding that hot flash through the body, this is talking about more of an energetic system, not just coming from necessarily the physical as much, is the understanding that it's a release of creative energy. And so this can actually be a very creative phase for women, and we can actually guide that movement of release if we don't resist it and surrender to the information of it. And also we can learn ways in which we can move that through as a healing heat to the other organs of our body. So yeah, I'm excited about the creative potential of this age of woman when we get focused.
Thank you so much for coming on to Radio Gorgeous. Now we're going to move over. It's an absolute pleasure. Now we're going to go move over to Sophie Benj, who's a wellness expert, and she has organised a three-day event for women over 40. And can you tell us about it? Hi, Sophie. Welcome back to Radio Gorgeous.
Hello, Josephine. We've put this three-day workshop together. I think it's come from a personal interest, because as a woman approaching and going through menopause, frankly, I have come across experts that have really, really helped me. And I think that there are many women out there who are trying to navigate what is a minefield when it comes to menopause. So any pointers that we can receive, I think it's gratefully received, just because the subject still, God knows why, is still shrouded in taboo.
It's because, well, we're reclaiming menopause. That's what we are, our generation, don't you think? We're reclaiming it. It was taken by doctors and people that, as you say, shroud it mystery. And we are out there now, and we're really, someone described us as menopause warriors, which I think you definitely are, Sophie. So we've got Kalindi on the workshop. What other experts?
Well, I look at this workshop, I've started to phrase it as a menopause 360. So we're approaching the topic from two angles. One, the more conventional, which means that our other specialist is a hormone specialist, Dr. Amalia Anaradnam, who's a hormonal specialist at Grace Belgravia. And she will take us through that perennial question, which we all go through. Should we take hormones or should we not? Should we take it conventional HRT or bioidenticals? What's the difference? Can we do it without? What other aspects of lifestyle change do we need to embrace in order to get through this period? So I think a lot of people want the nuts and bolts. What happens to the testosterone? Why does my progesterone hit the floor? And what does it do anyway? So it puts the science in perspective. But then equally important and less hard to explain and to language is this sense of being connected, which Kalindi is so good at guiding us back into that place of being at home and maintaining our vibrancy.
So what can we expect on your three-day retreat?
We can expect... We can expect workshops from both Kalindi and Dr. Amalia on their specialist areas, plus one-to-one sessions with each of the women.
Fantastic.
So that guests can delve more deeply into what is particular to them.
Because also it's a very personal subject. You're talking about, you know, your ovaries, your womb, very private area. Some people might have sexual problems, dry vaginas, anything that they really want to share, and they can't do it in a group.
Absolutely. Yeah. And everybody experiences the menopause in a different way. It seems to me, from talking to women, that it's a very individual journey, and some people have some symptoms and others don't have those at all.
No, I know. I've spoken to some people and they've said bone ache, they've said, you know, tempers, you know, some people can't sleep all night, anxiety. I mean, it really can affect you in all sorts of different ways. So you're going to have womb yoga classes. You'll have your own double room in a luxury private lodge. You'll have healthy yet heartwarming food, 300 acres of rolling countryside and open fires and spa treatments. Where's it all going on?
At Bovey Castle in Devon.
It's a castle? Wow.
Well, Bovey Castle is a hotel, but they have private lodges, so we can be a little secluded and sacred.
Fabulous. It's going to be wonderful. So also you mentioned there's opportunity for hormonal blood testing at Grace Belgravia.
Well, this will come after the retreat. If women decide they want to follow the hormone route, they can see Dr. Amalia afterwards at a reduced price, having been a guest on the retreat. to have a blood test to really ascertain their hormone levels and work with her to see what hormones they need, because everybody needs different levels. I think if you go the bioidentical route and you have a blood test, you can see very precisely where your levels are.
So is this a first then, a kind of complete 3-day retreat well-being workshop for women in the woods? I think it sounds like it.
It is a first. Yeah. I think it is a first. And I call it, you with this workshop, you can get a handle on mood swings, learn how to banish night sweats, keep on track of your libido, and really not lose your va-va-voom.
Exactly. It sounds absolutely perfect. So how do people book onto the retreat? Where do they go to? They go to Grace Belgravia, do they, or .com?
They can go to gracebelgravia.com under events and book through there. Mm. They can go onto my website, which is sophiebenge.com.
How do you spell Benge?
B-E-N-G-E. Mm-hmm. Or email me directly at sophie@sophiebenge.com. And if they have any questions, I'm very happy to answer them.
Exactly, because there might be people flying in. Can people fly into an airport nearby? How near is it to London for people?
It's 25 minutes by car from Exeter Airport and Exeter Station, and we are providing a transfer from the station and from the airport. The train journey from London is 3 hours.
Wonderful. So while we're on the train, we can start with breathing in preparation. So the date's January the 25th to the 28th, 2018. And it sounds absolutely amazing. And I learned so much today. Meeting Kalindi, I'm not joking. I can feel I'm more grounded. I'm sitting on a massage desk in Grace Belgravia. It's been such fun coming here today. But my bottom half feeling more grounded. Kalindi, is that a good sign?
It's a really good sign.
Okay. And she got us moving our pelvises. And I must say something that I didn't admit in the class. It did make me feel a bit turned on.
Oh, lucky you.
Is that right?
Definitely, yeah.
Okay, great. So we're all doing the right thing. So thank you so much, Kalindi and Sophie, for coming on to RadioGorgeous.com.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you so much. I've really enjoyed spending this time with you.
And for even more amazing women, always go to RadioGorgeous.com.